KZLK, KZ4TMA. TMA and 4ZLK. Good morning, Simon. You're my hero for the day. Thanks for the relay last night. Kind of the noise, and I kept hearing TMA, and I was like, "That. I wonder if that's Simon, but it sure doesn't sound like him normally." With that said, I think your name's Tyler. I thought, oh man, I guess that could have been me if I was that bad. Maybe Simon sounded like Tyler. But anyway, yeah, I appreciate it. When he said, you know, he thought my name was Scott, I thought, oh man, I don't know how we're going to clarify this. So I was very grateful that he jumped in and told him it was me.
I know originally you said you were blocked by Paris Mountain, I believe.
And you're right. The new house, I think that reception was pretty bad. I need to do some more testing over there. But actually, no, last night I was just on my front porch. I can rarely join the net. It's been months since I even tried. It just doesn't work with our family schedule. And every now and then, if I want to, I'll just come out here and do it from the car. That's fun. But I was actually trying a handheld from my front porch. And I've done that before, and I've had luck. But as you know, with a handheld, it's a matter of finding that sweet spot. You know, just a couple feet left or right can make all the difference. And I thought I remembered right where I'd been when I had done it before, and everything worked fine. But as you can tell, I just could not find that sweet spot. And after I checked in, I just thought, all right, I'm not staying on for rag too. I'm not gonna hold up the repeater with everybody not being able to understand me. But anyway, that's all. Front porch, just couldn't get it right.
Watch in there, and you know, sometimes you find a spot, and then conditions change, and it may not work the next time. Or, you know, more tree branches or leaves have grown in and shaded it a little bit. But conditions have a lot to do with it, and also, you know, location. So, but we got you in there.
About an hour before the net, I tried to just test, you know, I threw my call out, said anybody want to give me a signal report, and I didn't get any replies, but I think I now know why. Everybody probably just heard static and thought, I don't know what that was.
I actually heard you. I was driving home, and a couple of times there was nothing, but I caught a TMA, and I thought, I wonder if that's Simon, but his signal is not good, and your voice, I guess it was a signal too. Normally you have a really clear, almost like a radio voice, but last night it was not coming across that way. That's why I wasn't sure.
Good. I mean, different, entirely different radio. You know, I was just on a little Bofang sitting on my front porch, so I guess that would probably also impact. I'm sure it's got a different mic as far as how much of my voice it picks up. But the bummer is, you know, I mentioned that it's hard for me to join those nets, but I really wanted to join last night because, if I remember correctly, Tuesdays are the round table, and I just had a couple technical questions that I was eager to throw out to the group. But again, after I checked in, I thought, there's no way I could engage in a real conversation, so I just went ahead and signed off a minute or two after that.
Either as soon as I was going to try to check in, and when Chad checked me in when I relayed you, I just turned the radio off and went to bed. Are you using the factory antenna that came with that radio?
And I've got a spot in the backyard where I've found that it can hit the repeater pretty well with the factory antenna. What I was actually doing last night, I was sitting on my front porch, and I was using a mag mount, you know, just like a car mag mount antenna. So a much larger antenna than the standard factory one. However, what I did not do, and in hindsight this may have helped, if I do that little mag mount trick, I usually stick the mag mount onto a big old frying pan or some kind of a metal dish, if you will, that gives it a little bit of a counterpoise, you know. And I did not do that last night, so that may have been the other thing that I had done last time that made it work. But it's just been so many months since I did that I can't quite remember how I made it work last time.
Help. I haven't spoken much this morning, still trying to clear my throat. That would probably help. I've got a piece of metal that my father-in-law had cut or found or something years ago, and whenever I use a mag mount inside, that's what I do. Also, I was going to tell you, there's a longer antenna you can buy for about $15, I think. It's called an NGOYA, I think. I think that's how it's pronounced. eBay or something to make sure the attachment is right, the little SMA, male-female attachment is right on that end, and that really makes a difference, too, on those radios.
Reminder, I have heard of those Nagoya antennas, and I may just pick one up. I mean, again, I hope to just get a proper base station sometime, but that probably won't be till after the move later this summer. And again, I thought I had just kind of worked out a cool little system with that mag mount. I'll try it again sometime with my baking dish again and see if I like that. And if not, yeah, I'll pick up one of those Nagoyas. And a fun little project for me would be to do a, see if I can just put together a little tiger tail along with that Nagoya. Do you know those tiger tail tricks? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Piece of wire and put it under the coax where it connects and just let it hang down the side. Is that what that is?
And that acts like, you know, that little piece of wire acts like your other half of a dipole antenna. Yeah, I bet with a Nagoya antenna and a little tiger tail, maybe I could get a pretty good signal out of that HT. Or again, I'll just try my baking sheet trick because it must have been the baking sheet and it's slightly different location. You said different conditions, but I remember last time I did it, I had Chad on there with me and you know, I would sit the repeater just fine from my front porch. But anyway, I'll play around with it.
Ham radio is playing around with different things.
Missed your last transmission, but maybe you were telling me to me.
Yeah, but I said that's all part of ham radio is experimentation.
Yep. All right, well, I lost you when I pulled under this gas station overhang, so I'm gonna do it again, so I'll lose you here. I'll say 73s, but I'm going to go fill up. Just wanted to see if I could catch this morning and say thanks for the relay last night. I'll make it on the net again sometime soon. Anyway, hope you have a good day. Hope all goes well, and we'll talk to you in the future. N4ZOK, KZ4TMA, clear after your final.
Yeah, have a great day, and you'll get it. You got the rest of your life to work on this hobby because you can sure spend a lot of money at one time, so spread it out. KZ4TMA, N4ZLK. Cheers.
Okay, 73, Simon. Good morning, Shane.
N4ZLK, how are you this morning?
I'm down here fighting traffic.
Morning. I left a little early. I got to start a little bit early and go pick up a trailer that they said they'd have ready. I guess you're in Easley today, right?
Yes, sir, I am. And is something going on with the repeater today, or is it just me?
Coming through really well. I know Simon was having a little trouble. I don't know if it's his power output or if his location. I don't know. How's my signal?
A little scratchy, not what it normally is. That's why I was asking.
Connection. I bumped the power up a little bit. Does that help?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. 5 watts low power along White Horse Road here. So I think I bumped it up to 10. I think that's the next setting.
A little scratchy here and there, but it's better than it was.
5, how about that? Or 30.
It was clean that time. KO4HKX to sync up with the repeater.
Hope nothing's wrong. I may have to check my antenna because normally I don't have any issue, but it could be conditions as well.
Because there hadn't been much traffic on here this morning, but when Andrew and Ken and I were on here, I didn't have any trouble. But that's a whole different area.
A little bit this morning. Heard you guys. It was too early for me. I could say hello, but I don't know if I could carry on a conversation.
Conditions because you're still breaking up, or it's why I'm at one. For some reason, I've been noticing there's a couple of spots over here on 123 that are getting real scratchy.
They're on between Easley and Piedmont that I used to have no issue, and it's been really rough lately. Who knows? Maybe there is something. Maybe there's something up at the tower or the repeater.
So everything been going pretty good for you?
Got my truck back. It runs great. Almost feels like a brand new truck. So if you see Wayne today, tell him thank you.
It's always nice when things go as they're supposed to.
Wasn't what I was looking forward to doing this time, and especially with fuel prices and all that, but it's nice seeing it going again. And I got a couple of, just put another one of my kids' Subarus in the shop again, another one. My daughter had hers done, sensor in the transmission. I don't know, I'm tired of Subarus.
Subarus are giving you a time right now.
Twice last year, well, back in, a year ago, May, last May is when I sold it. Just started having so many issues with it. And I guess because three of my kids have Subarus, there's always something, it seems like there's always something going on. Of course, their Subaru's a little older, but just little stuff constantly having to fix.
From working on cars for many years, the newer stuff just isn't, to me, isn't holding up as well as what the mid-2000s seem to. All the electronics on it just causing too much trouble. But that's what people want, so that's what they're giving them.
Sensors in the transmissions here, or the solenoids, or whatever they call them, that Subaru we had, I mean, just, it wasn't electronic parts. It was parts that you would think would last longer, wheel bearings and O2 sensors and other things like that. You'd think they would last longer than that.
Tightening the tolerances up on wheel bearings and all those stuff like that to reduce friction to help with weight and friction and to get better fuel mileage and all that. So it makes them thinner. Therefore, you have more problems out of them. That's what you get when you try to move forward. You always got to give something to get there.
We'll see. I'm trying a Toyota again. I've always been impressed with Toyota, but it may just have the same issues long term. Anyway, enough of that. I'm just tired of trying to fix stuff or having to put stuff in the shop. But I'm going to be off next week. We're going to do a little family trip down to the Isle of Palms. All the kids are coming. We're going to stay down there for a week. So looking forward to that.
All good for you. I hope you can relax and unwind and just enjoy the family. That's what the wife and I are going to try to do that for a little while this weekend. Try to get out of town for a little bit. Just I need a break.
I was trying to figure out how I could take my little mobile HF rig down there and maybe take that little wire antenna, but it's probably not going to be worth it. It would be fun, but there's going to be a lot of activity going on, so, or a lot of people around.
So you can enjoy it and just have a good time, like I said, and enjoy the family, being together with the family more than anything.
Oh, and get some beach time, too. Just sit in the sun and let the water... Hopefully it'll be supposed to be warm. Right now they're calling for thunderstorms every day, but that's usually normal. Just hope they'll be the afternoon kind.
Come and go.
All right, Patrick, I'm about to the building here, so I'm going to let you go. Hopefully I'll hear you again later on. Every time I heard somebody yesterday, I was about to get into my next stop, so it seemed like the radio was quiet yesterday. But have a good day. If I don't hear you... Well, I'll talk to you again. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
73, Shane, good to talk to you this morning. And you take care and be safe on the roads. KO4HKX, clear.